have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. I hope you had an amazing weekend. They really go by fast. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I have a brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia, it's a Hola, it's a Si Señor. And again, the biblical question are for those who want to overcome. It's for those who want to work on themselves to overcome the misery that you feel on the inside, your miserable life. It's not for all. If you don't want to overcome, stay in your misery. It's fine. Really. But for those men and women around the world who want to overcome, know thyself. And know thyself is so interesting. It is more amazing than what I even imagined it could be. You're going to discover what you don't know about yourself. You think you know you, and you don't. No one does. Amazing, huh? So, a brand new biblical question. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? We don't have a video for it.
No, not yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see your note there. I didn't see it before. I would have held off. I didn't see your note. But is it wrong? Right or wrong to use interpretation? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you just can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast anywhere in the world. You can podcast, but you can still hear the show on your phone while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. It is Monday again. It's amazing how fast the sun is coming up and going around the world, up and down. I don't know what the rush is, but it is amazing. It's also amazing that it's Monday, and every Monday, though we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday.
Just shut up and step up.
All my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So, I wasn't here on Friday, as you know. I was in Boston, and I was a guest on Sam Hyde show. And it will be coming out soon, a couple weeks, I think. But it was fun. Thank you, Sam, and all your team for an amazing trip. It was a very fun discussion. And we'll let you know when it's gonna, when they're gonna play it. All right? It was amazing. And Boston was a little chilly, but not too chilly, but a little chilly. It reminded me of living in Indiana. And one of the reasons, but not the only reason, one of the reasons I didn't want to live in Indiana any longer, it was too cold. It was just too cold, and I can feel that coming on in Boston right now. It's not like real cold yet, but it's getting cold. And so we're back, and thank you, Hake, of the Hake Report, for sitting in. And did an amazing job. I did see a little bit of it. I see the whole thing. But thank you, Hake. I appreciate it. A little later in the show, if I remember, I'm going to try to remember, I'm going to give you another clue for those who want to overcome their sadness, their loneliness, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, insecurity, revenge, jealousy, anger, resentment. Fear, and all that. I got another clue for you. And I'm going to try to remember to give it to you before I leave the show today, before the show is over, all right? For those who want to overcome, I do want to encourage those who want to overcome, don't give up. Stay with it. And just stay with it. Working on yourself to overcome is better than not working on yourself at all. Believe me. So do not give up. There is help. You can overcome thoughts and emotions. You can overcome thoughts and emotions. Don't give up, all right? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And I want you to know, this is hell on earth. You don't have to be afraid to go to hell. If you're into your emotions and thoughts, you're already in hell. And you are not only feeling the repercussion of thoughts and feelings, but you're also being intimidated by others. Because all angry people, anyone that has resentment, anyone that has anger, anger. They must take it out on someone else, all for the thrill of it. And then they make up excuses. They're doing it out of love. They're doing it out of this or that. But it's for the thrill of getting a false sense of life. They feel alive when they can think that they can hurt you. And when they try to make you afraid, embarrass you, or give you fake love or hate, human beings get a thrill from that because their hearts are wicked. And that's why you need a brand new heart. All human beings have wicked hearts until it is changed from that old nature to the brand new nature. So, my country and around the world, just know it's going to get worse. But if you were to overcome anger, resentment, thinking, you can be free right here on earth with all the hell going on around you. And be not deceived. Human beings will come after you because they need the thrill to feel alive. They call misery life. But you can overcome it. And for those who want to, overcome, because it's going to get worse. In your own family, your own flesh and blood will try to bring misery upon you. They can't help it. It's not them, but it's something that made a home in them. It is amazing to see that and then to know why it is happening. It's going to get worse. My country is not coming back. If you were to open your eyes a little bit, just a little, and pay attention to what's happening around you, you'll be shocked. But you got to pay attention to you first and start with self. And start with self first. You will be shocked at the evil nature of human beings. Look at what's happening in the country right now, in the world, but especially in the country. Human beings are so nasty to one another, it's not even funny. And they keep you in fear because you have refused to let it go. Really, you have refused to let it go. But I suggest you do, and in my country, it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth inside of human beings passing it on to one another. NBC News has reported one person was killed and at least six other people were wounded in a shooting at a homecoming on Saturday at Lincoln University. Watch this from NBC 10 Philadelphia.
This is still a large and very active crime scene. And so when the sun came up, we kept working using that extra light.
And investigators were still collecting evidence from a debris-covered parking lot nearly 24 hours after Lincoln University's homecoming celebrations ended in tragedy.
Jawan Jeffers, a 25-year-old young man from Wilmington, Delaware, died just after midnight after suffering a gunshot wound to the head.
Chester County's district attorney says six others were also shot during an event outside the International Cultural Center after the school's football game. All of the victims are between the ages of 20 and 25 and are expected to survive. One is a current student, another an alum, and the rest aren't connected to the school.
We have one person in custody, He was charged with carrying a concealed firearm.
Authorities identify that individual as 25-year-old Zacharias Morgan Thompson of Wilmington, Delaware. Court documents obtained by NBC 10 earlier Sunday reveal that an officer responding to the shooting spotted Morgan Thompson carrying a firearm. Authorities allege the firearm was loaded and that Morgan Thompson told them it belonged to his mother, that he drove with it from Wilmington to Lincoln earlier in the day and kept it on him the entire time. Morgan Thompson is at the Chester County Prison being held on $25,000 cash bail. The DA says anyone with information or video evidence is urged to contact the FBI.
Amazing. He must be black. It's a black university, Lincoln University, and they didn't mention the color, so it must be a black person. If you have been white, or maybe even any other color, but definitely half white, you'll see his face, and they will mention a white male or female. It must be white. And I thought, and I've been hearing over the years, that black people don't do mass shooting. That's out the window now. What the? Amazing, huh? You can't even go to a homecoming event. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And some of the reason is no love in the families anymore. The fathers are not there. And if the father's there and not the light of the family, it still will be the same outcome, no love. And you've been told over and over again that anger is normal. It's human nature, they say. And that is normal. Jesus was angry. You've been encouraged to hold on to anger. Instead of overcoming it, you've been told that you don't have anger. You need a motivation. You need something to inspire you to get up. Without anger, you won't do anything, they say. Anger has been pushed as good. And anger is evil. There's nothing good in anger at all. And every human being who has anger is wicked to the core. There's no love in you at all. You can't have both. You either have anger, which is evil, or love, which is good. And not human love. Human beings' love is not love, it's hate. And it's going to get worse. You need a change of heart. A change of heart would change everything. If you were to change your heart from anger to love, no love, I mean no anger, you will have peace on earth. There will be peace immediately on earth. But the hardest thing on this planet is to get people to see that you need a brand new heart. You need a brand new heart. And then you will acquire a new mind, a renewed mind. But you got to change the heart. And you can't change the heart. You just need to see your heart needs to be changed from anger or resentment. They're both the same. To love. That's amazing that at this black university, according to the report, they went there for a homecoming event. And look what happened. It can't go anywhere now. And it's unfortunate in that anger is being encouraged by politicians, media, and some churches tell you to be angry. Racism is racism. They're against you. Blame somebody else for your problems. Be mad, they tell you. Pushing evil on earth. Amazing, huh? You can overcome anger if you want to. It is not normal. It is an abnormal state of being to be angry. Well, how would I defend myself if I didn't have anger? How would I defend myself? People will walk all over me if I didn't have anger, they say. First of all, there's no one there to defend. Who are you defending? You are defending an illusion of self. Really, there's no one there to defend. You just think, and all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So you think that there is someone there to defend, but there's no one. There's no one there. And how can you defend no one? If there's no self to defend, what is there to be angry about? But these shootings and these fightings and stuff you're seeing happening in my country, it's got to get worse. It's gotten worse over the last 35 years. And it's been the last 35 years since I've been aware of what's really going on. So the government is still closed down. It's shut down. And by the way, that Lincoln University, as I said, is a black college. It's up there in Philadelphia. Isn't that amazing? The government is still shut down. And personally, I don't have a problem with that. I just hope they come back with a smaller government. The longer it's shut down, they close it down and keep it down. That means the less programs we're going to have to pay for. Welfare, food stamps, free houses, free education, free for those who are not working. But for those who work, it's not free. But the longer they keep it down, shut down, the less program, which means, and it should mean, that a smaller government. So maybe when they do come back, it'll be a smaller government because it would have forced a lot of people to go to work because they're hungry and we're no longer paying for them. But they're hungry, so they had to get a job. Or, as some people have been saying, I don't know if it's real or not on TikTok, that they'll go out and steal. They're going to go and steal. They're going to go into the supermarket and just take what they want and walk out, they say. Isn't that amazing? But they're still, the government is still shut down. And according to CNN, Republicans are applying a pressure campaign for their bill to reopen the government. But Democrats are holding their ground on provisions to extend Obamacare. And they want to, the Democrats want to give illegal alien health care, free health care, but not free for us. We have to pay for them. And the Republicans said, no, illegal aliens should not be getting free Medicaid and Medicare and free health stuff. Because if you stop giving them free health stuff, who's going to vote for them? The Democrats are thinking about the votes. And as long as they convince the illegal aliens that they're taking care of them, they know they got the votes. And so they're holding out because they want to the illegal aliens who believe that, see, we want to take care of y'all, but the Republicans don't. We want to give you and the children. How about the children? We want to give the children free health care. It's about the children. It's not about the votes. So they're holding out in hope that that message will go out in order to get the votes. Why is this from CNN?
Republicans are trying to pressure Democrats to get behind their bill to reopen the government. But right now, Democrats are digging in because they have their own demands. The Republican bill would reopen the government for 7 weeks without any conditions. But Democrats wanted to add to that bill provisions that would extend subsidies that are expiring under Obamacare. They also want to reverse Medicaid cuts that were enacted as part of Donald Trump's signature domestic policy achievement, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. But Republicans say there should be no negotiations on those issues at all until after the government is reopened. But Republican leaders plan to put their bill on the floor day after day, hoping public pressure will build and enough Democrats will ultimately support their plan to reopen the government without any conditions. But the magic number is 8. That's how many Democrats will be needed to support this Republican plan in order for it to pass the United States Senate. And so far, just 3 have backed it. So just how long will this last?
Amazing, huh? It's a shame, but that's human nature. That's evil. Did you know, according to the Hill, more than 40 million so-called low-income food stamp beneficiaries are expected to receive less help with grocery bills or no help at all in the coming days? 40 million people. We are paying to feed 40 million lazy people. Think about that. All that money coming out of your paycheck to feed 40 million people. And a lot of them are illegal aliens, not even people from the country. Not that we should even be feeding people from the country.
Well, then police say a 45-year-old.
But illegal alien. If this is true, 40 million people. That's like the whole country, isn't it? It's amazing that that much money is coming out of our hard-earned paychecks. According to Hake, 330 million people in America, allegedly, 330. But 40 million just sound like the whole country. Just think about all that coming out of your paycheck, your money, for people who don't want to earn it. They don't have to, because the government said, I got your back with somebody else's money. Think about that. And the government, people who work for the government, they get everything free. Really. Forty million people we are paying for daily. And no wonder these people tick. They don't have to go to work or do anything. And we take care of their whole family. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Thank you.
check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Amazing. 40 million people receiving free money. And they're not grateful either. They get mad. You don't give me my free money. I'm going to rob. I'm going to steal. They're not like, you know what, y'all? Thank y'all very much. I appreciate it. They're ticked. You stop my money from coming in. 40 million people, according to this report. Couple announcements. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The hate report. You don't want to miss it. After that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? I can't get over to say a 40 million people being taken care of in my country. My producer just gave me this. According to United States Census Bureau, 41.31 million in 2023 people in the country. What? Oh, he's telling me this. That's how many black people now. 41.31 million black people in the country. What the? Amazing. For personal shout outs. And there is a spooky sale on cameos right now. So there's a sale on cameos from starting today until Friday. So get your order in, personal shout outs. I'll do them for you. And there's a sale going on for a week. And those shout-outs are amazing. Whatever the occasion is, birthday, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, shout-out, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And it's a sale on right now for a week for Halloween sale. So get your shout out in and we'll get them right out to you. Amazing, huh? Amazing. I want to mention earlier that there was according to NBC News, there was a shooting at Lincoln University, a black college. And I guess, where is Lincoln? I don't know what state it's in.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Lincoln
University is in Pennsylvania. It's like an hour outside of Philly.
Oh, okay. There was a shooting there, And I noticed that the reporters then say, allegedly it was done by a black guy. It had been white, you would know right away. Since there's no, when it's not white, it must be black. Or female. I don't know if they mention when women do it either. But, do they?
I don't know.
Me either. But here is a, Nick found a picture, a report on the story.
Yeah, I got the little, I'm sure that this is all updating. So I got a little info for you. I was on the CBS Local 21 article, and here they name a suspect. They name a suspect, Zaquias Morgan Thompson. I looked that up, and I do end up getting a number of images here. Now, they just name him as a suspect, and I find this article from Daily, it's called Daily Voice, titled, Watch Video, Suspect Used Mom's Gun in Fatal Lincoln University Mass Shooting. And they named this suspect once more with this image, Zaquias Morgan Thompson. So just giving you the info.
Allegedly, I knew it had to be a black person because the reporter didn't say the color of the person. Isn't that amazing? I still can't get past this idea that 40 million people are being taken care of in the United States of America. Where's the love, huh? There's no love in that. That is crazy. And it's got to get worse. You keep voting in the same people. They could be 80 and 90 and still in government. What a mess. 40 million people receiving free money from us. We would have known this if Donald Trump wasn't there. We would not have known it. But because the Republicans are no different than the Democrats, to be honest, the only way you see some different actions happening right now is because of Donald Trump in the Republican Party. Otherwise, it would be the same old, a one government. There would be no Republican or Democrat. It would be one, the Democrats. One other quick thing that's happening in my country, and it's going to get worse. Did you ever imagine this? KTLA 5, a man has been arrested in connection with dozens of city-owned trees in Los Angeles that were cut down with a chainsaw over the Easter holiday weekend. He had nothing better to do. What's this?
Then police say a 45-year-old man used a chainsaw to cut down a dozen trees in a vandalism spree spanning three L.A. neighborhoods.
Mary Beth Matei is live in downtown L.A. with more on how officers tracked down the suspect and the city's plans to restore the damage.
KTLA viewers have been sending us these images of a man with a chainsaw cutting down trees in and around the downtown L.A. area for days. News of the tree cutter also spread across social media platforms. Well, now, police have identified the suspect as 45-year-old Samuel Groft and arrested him for felony vandalism.
Mr. Groft is suspected of using a power saw to cut down multiple trees on six different incidents.
Detectives tell us Groft has a lengthy criminal history and spoke to them about the tree-cutting incidents, but they're not revealing what he said motivated him.
He gave a statement, and that's going to be up to the district attorney's office to determine if that statement can be used as prosecution.
Repairing and replacing the city trees is very costly. Detectives say the price tag will be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, what are you doing today? Oh, I think I'll go out and cut down a few trees. What do you thought? He was on the plantation? What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Isn't that something? He's on his motorcycle with his chainsaw in his back, it appears. Cutting down trees. How was your day today, sir? Oh, I had a busy day. I had to chop down trees all day. And now they want us to pay to put them back. I don't want them back. Leave them down. What the? A spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. Of warfare between good and evil. What a mess. Super chat. Super chats.
Lori bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Lori.
Every year my husband bow hunts and brings a deer home. I read this too, but this is for you.
Nice.
On Friday. It's a lot of work to process it, and I always dread it. But I realize I'm just thinking of myself, and it's actually a beautiful thing he loves to do for his family.
Right on.
When I don't think of myself, I see how fake my problems are. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Know thyself. You'll be surprised what you have to overcome. Amazing. And deer hunting is fun. Oh, my dear. What a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Isaiah, the Uber driver, 34 coffees, very generous. I love to give to Bond, he says.
Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do. So thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Base Nation Jesse is finally turned white on the outside. What the? He said with a rumble rant.
That was on Friday
when I filled in.
Uh-oh, I see. Thank you, Hate, for sitting in for me, filling in for me. Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Eric, 5 coffees. The truth will only come to those who welcome the truth. JLP.
That's for sure. The one thing about truth, it's not like human beings are. Human beings have changed their mind. All right, you bugging me. All right, I'll do it. The truth is not going to change his mind. If you don't want it, if you don't open it up for it, it's not going to go in or come in. It's not going to impose on you at all. That's so interesting to me, too. Sometimes along the way, it's trying to warn you a little bit, but it's not going to impose on you. If you don't want it, it ain't going to just leave you in your misery. And you can cry. You can be mad. You can take it out on others. You can do whatever you want. It'll just let you go crazy. It's not going to impose it. That is so interesting to me, too. The truth will not enter in unless you invite it. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees. Anyone who cries racism is a domestic terrorist. I agree.
Me, too. What the?
Kayla, good morning. About that $2,000 demanding pastor? It was strange to me that the woman was announcing the amount of her tithe.
That's true.
Remember that last week?
Yeah. We played this soundbite where this, I guess the pastor asked for $2,000, and this woman went up and gave, according to the report, $1,000 and something, $500, I think. Something.
$1,200 something or other.
Yeah, it wasn't $1,200, okay. $1,200, thank you, Derek. And he like, well, I asked for, that's not what I asked for, I asked for $2,000. And lady, well, I got a 1,200, pastor. But that's not what I asked for. And she was like, well, I guess I have to come up with 800 some other way.
If you have 1,000 plus 1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I'm going to work on the other 800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
Wow.
I heard that
she should have said, "Well, give me back this $1,000, then the $1,200. If you just want $2,000 only, give me back my $1,200." Wouldn't that have been deep if she had done that?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
You heard what?
I heard that it was more about following instructions, because people don't follow instructions.
That doesn't make sense either. With the money thing,
but I don't know.
People give what they can give.
Indeed.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
Suffocation Vacation, the Great Black Hope JLP t-shirt would be primo.
Suffocation
Suffocation Vacation is the user who bought this super chat.
Oh, thank you. Amazing.
The Great Black Hope, JLPT, already exists, sir. You can check it out. JCBPeterson.shop. Jesus, thanks as always. Jim in Alaska says Tish James was in court Friday. National news, first court appearance. I saw her talking, yapping. Was it Friday? Something like that.
Thank you, Jim. So she went to court?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like giving this speech.
In the court?
No, right outside the court. She pleaded not guilty. Pleaded not guilty. And then she walked out of court and everybody's like, yay, woo, cheering her on. And then she gave this speech like a black preacher woman.
She's trying to be like Trump.
And she's using her politician point with her thumb on her finger so as not to be offensive. Anyway, thank you.
She's black.
Thank you, Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim.
Welcome, Neomads, Kayla, and Hake, members on the Bond YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you.
TVPN3EV says, I totally relate to what you're saying yesterday during church. Situations have popped up since I've started overcoming, and I was anticipating feeling something about it, and the feeling never came. Wow.
Yep. Yesterday, fellowship. Oh, Lord. Not yours, Lord. Not George. Not George. It was amazing. Stay with it. Just stay with it. And don't worry about how long it's going to take to overcome or anything. Don't want out. Just stay with it. And you will not be disappointed. Amazing. Thank you.
LKN. First place medals. Hi, Nick from France, where you have a lot of fans. God bless all of you. Keep preaching in good and bad times. Jesus is our King worldwide. Beta.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you. Heard around the world. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
Some people give up. Thank you. Some people give up, right? For whatever, they get mad or somebody else mad and they talk you out of it. Or the devil tell you, you don't need that. Oh, let it go. It ain't working. Whatever, right? Don't fall for it. You are responsible for you and you only as an adult. So stay with it, men and women. Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer, welcome new Bond supporter. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate that.
Nicole on punchy.tv during church yesterday. Hey, never, ever, 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 never does the assignments. Emoji.
Can you believe that? Hate doesn't do the assignment. So you never do them? That's amazing to me.
Moving forward.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kayla on Cash App. Amazing fellowship. Thank you so much.
It really was. You can podcast yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing.
Indeed. Lori, three more coffees. Church was good. I like doing the let it pass assignment because I have to see the pain in order to let it pass.
Yes.
When I see the pain, I know I've already believed a thought or I would not have any pain. I know the light is showing me the pain, so it's easier to put a space between me and the lies. Then I know it's not me, and that's when it truly passes. Love you and thank you, Jesse.
That's deep. Stay with it. Stay with it. And the assignment last week was to let it pass. Meaning that when the thoughts and the feelings come, because you can't have the feelings unless you have the thought, right? Instead of doing anything about it, crying about it, or blaming someone else for the way you feel, let it pass. Be aware of it and let it pass through. Let it pass. Remember that. That's so deep. Let it pass. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame anyone. Just be aware. And people are doing it, and it's working. They're like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Ian, three coffees. I forgave my parents. I've been doing the silent prayer for over a year. I work directly with a female in my job. How bad did I mess up by taking the job?
You didn't mess up at all. You got to work. And unfortunately, these companies have put a lot of females in leadership positions. It's not right or good, but they've done it. So just don't be angry. Go and do your job and go home. You know, at the end of the day, go your way. But don't judge it. Don't be angry. Don't be deceived. You're just there to do the job that you promised to do for a paycheck, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus. What's wrong with the feminists? I don't need no man. Birth rate in the West, 1.6 at a staggering low. Thank you, Jesse. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with.
Amazing. And we definitely need some white babies. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Tom about a guy who couldn't come up on a stage at church. That guy. I believe that everyone has fear like that about one thing or another. I think it's rare to see it exposed quite like that. It made me sad. Happy Monday. Church was amazing.
It was amazing. Yesterday in fellowship, there was a young man I asked to come up on the stage and talk about the assignment. He couldn't do it. It was so interesting to watch him sitting there and admitting that he was afraid. He's like, I just can't do it. And I'm like, why? I'm afraid. I think I need, and then the Satan gave him some excuses. I think I need to forgive my father. And I believe once I forgive my father, I'll be able to do it. Satan told him that. But that was so powerful to see how anger can prevent you from living your life. It's just a thought and a feeling, and it brings on emotions, and it prevents you from living your life. And it was deep. If you didn't see that, make sure you podcast. For those who want to overcome, don't podcast just to judge, but to see what's going on with yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony from New Zealand, three coffees. Let go, let God. Be present, don't judge, be still, and know God.
Once you really see what's happening inside of you, it will be impossible to judge ever again. I want to stop there, hey.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all so much. When Christ said, don't judge unless you be judged, when you do that, you're only doing it to yourself. You're not hurting anyone but yourself. Isn't that amazing? Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you're on the air.
The Great Black Hope.
Hey, Troy.
Yes. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to tell you before my question, I'm reading your book, The Antidote, and that is one of the greatest books a black man has ever written. So
amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. You can get The Antidote at our website, jesseleepeterson.shop. My last book that I wrote is amazing. Thank you, Troy.
Yeah, I also think Larry Elder's Stupid Black Man is almost as good.
Right on.
So my question, Jesse, was by asking a woman if she will obey you, depending on her answer, can you tell if she hates her parents or not?
Absolutely. Because so, a woman that doesn't hate her parents, she's definitely going to obey her husband if she has one. Can you hold for a minute?
Yes.
Let me take a quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. 2 more hours to go.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that. And let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. You heard about the shutdown still going on. Trump was over in Asia, cleaning up the mess in Asia. Nice. Did you know that 2028 may or may not be coming if tomorrow comes, right? And if 2028 comes, then there's a guy called Gavin Newsom who's considering maybe running for president. Or he would be lying if he said he didn't. But he lies all the time anyway, so what's the difference? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. October 27th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news on fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. We'll get to more of your super chats and your calls and more great stories in the coming minutes. All right? But staffing shortages, missed paychecks, frustrated flyers, all, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, are a result of the government shutdown, which officials warn could cause more widespread airline delays and cancellations this week. Is it because of the shutdowns, or is it because these people are calling out sick when they're not even sick? Liars. Dishonest people. Shameful. Trump is in Asia. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, a diplomatic tour in Asia, where he is firming up a series of agreements in the region. Hours ago, Trump arrived in Tokyo. That's Japan, his second stop of this tour. He visited Japan's Emperor Naruhito. He will meet the country's first female prime minister, Sanae Takaichi, on Tuesday. Over the weekend, Trump visited Malaysia and joined the signing of a peace declaration between Thailand and Cambodia. Remember that fighting that was going on some months back? Oof. U.S. trade negotiators reached the framework of a trade deal with China. Hey, averting a planned 157% tariff on Chinese goods and laying the groundwork for potential talks between Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping later this week. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, said an escalation in tariffs on China is now effectively off the table. Wow. And the 2028 so-called presidential election, still years away, right? But we are in 2025. It's not that far away if it happens, right? Anyway, but Democrats are already strategizing for what's shaping up to be a monumental contest, so-called. Monumental. Is anything about Democrats monumental? Anyway, California Governor Gavin Newsom teased a potential 2028 run when asked in an interview Sunday if he'd seriously consider it after the 2026 midterms. Yeah, I'd be lying otherwise, said Gavin Newsom on CBS's Sunday Morning. On Saturday, former Vice President cackling Kamala Harris told BBC, that's the far-left foreign outlet, affiliated with the British channels, she would possibly run for president again. And she expressed confidence that America will see a woman in the Oval Office in the future. I am not done, Kamala said. They call her Harris. Other Democrats seen as possible contenders in 2028 include Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, oh, Lord, Michigan Governess Gretchen Whitmer, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He's the one whose house got arsoned. I don't know if it was his house or the governor's mansion or both, right? Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and New York Representative AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Their names are also in the mix. Will she be 35 by that point? Maybe she'll be old enough to run, huh? Ooh. Anyway, Hurricane Melissa. Jamaica is preparing for what could be the strongest hurricane ever to make landfall on the island nation, man. Hurricane Melissa strengthened into a rare Cat 5, Category 5 hurricane today, ahead of striking Jamaica on Tuesday morning, which is tomorrow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Those in Jamaica need to seek shelter now, said the NHC National Hurricane Center on Sunday, warning heavy rain, damaging winds, catastrophic stuff. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's Mondays. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 8877 Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? What an amazing question. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you, if you can't sit and just watch the show, you can podcast. But you may have to go work out, or you may have to do something, make breakfast, lunch, or dinner. All depending on what part of the world you're in. Or you got to take your kid to a socialist public school because you don't want to spend time with them raising them. You should still be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. Well, not iPad, but phone. On your phone. I'm used to saying iPad as well. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Mondays, and every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my daddy, my brothers, my uncles.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? Yep. Let me go back to the busy phones. I had to put Troy on hold there. And from, where was Troy from? Let me go find out. I'll be right back, Minnesota. Oh, thank you. Troy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, I had a very, very quick story before my second question here. So I was getting my tires inflated the other day, and I was waiting in line, and then all of a sudden somebody cut me off. And I see inside that it's a Somali woman, because I live in Minnesota and they're everywhere. And all I'm just waving at her. I'm like, hey, get to the back, get to the back. And she's ignoring me, chuckling. And then I even kind of honk at her and she's still not moving. And so I look over at the guy that's doing the inflating. I'm like, hey, brother, can you tell her to get to the back of the line, because she budged? And he went over and told her to get back. But I just have to say, I have to credit you for saying that white people need to step up, because that was a moment where she was saying, I don't care what you think, but we just can't let bad behavior like that be tolerated in our society.
Amazing.
But my question was, you know, in that instance, or in any instance, is it ever okay to call a woman the B word if she's being one like that?
Call her the what?
The B word.
What's the B word?
Rhymes with witch.
Oh, as long as you're not doing it out of anger. And then don't plan on saying it or anything like that. Just let life happen on its own, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, though, because people are so angry and they're willing to take your life, I would try to avoid arguing with people and being in road rage and all that kind of stuff, because human beings are so evil now, they feel justified in taking someone's life. So I would be careful with that.
Yeah, after she moved away, I didn't interact with her. I didn't even look at her. Because like you said, and when you fight with somebody that's evil, once the battle was won, it's over.
Yeah, right. Move on.
But the last thing I wanted to say was I work for the federal government, and I think a lot of people are starting to get their eyes open to what the Democrats are doing, because obviously there's a lot of union in the federal government. But I think a lot of people are getting very fed up with the Democrats, what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's
amazing to me, according to the report, that more than 40 million people are being taken care of by the workers. That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, probably half of them are in California.
I wouldn't be surprised. 40 million! I mean,
can I ask you one more quick thing?
Yeah, real fast.
Do you think that the Democrats are doing this partially to help win elections in November?
Like, that's the only reason they're doing it.
Because I heard
they
want
to get
especially
back into power, and they need the illegal aliens and the welfare people to vote for them. It's all about that and nothing else. Not that they love the people, because they don't spend a dime on giving the people our money, taxpayers' money. It's all about the vote. It's all about trying to get back into power. That's all.
These people are disgusting, Jesse.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy.
God bless you, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. 40 million people relying on the government. That's a whole country somewhere, isn't it? Let me go to a first-time caller, Veronica, out of Pennsylvania. Veronica, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Veronica.
How are you?
All is well.
That's awesome. Just a little thing. So my children are sick. So you're probably going to hear the toddler.
Oh, okay.
Running around.
Okay.
All right, Jesse. So my question for you is, so I forgave my mother way back in June. And I don't know. I feel like I'm starting to feel resentment again towards her. Like, she's been really, I don't know, like, not a very nice person. And, like, I don't know. Like, what do I do about this?
And how do you know you're feeling resentment toward her again?
I'm feeling angry at her.
And why?
I don't know, because I like moved on with my life, I guess. I have my own family, my two kids, my husband. And I feel that she hates the fact that my husband is my everything. Like, yeah. I obey him to the T, and I think my mother really hates that.
Of course. She'd rather you obey her and not your own husband.
Exactly.
And are you still dealing with her or something?
Well, she comes and visits me. We live in the same state now. Then she comes, and her excuse is to come visit the grandkids.
But why do you let her come there? Why do your husband allow her to come to your house?
My husband wants to keep the peace. He knows that, you know, it'll make me happy, even though I really don't want, like, I'm at this point really to, like, cut her off at this point.
Did you tell your husband that it doesn't make you happy that she come?
Yeah, we talk about it.
Do you tell him it doesn't make you happy that she come and not to let her come?
I do.
And so why don't you stop her from coming?
Honestly, Jesse, I think I'm still, like, I guess under her control, I feel.
Why? What do you mean by that?
Like, I feel almost, like, sad in a way that she doesn't contact me, not like my other siblings.
She doesn't contact you like your other sibling? What do you mean?
Like, so I have an older sister, almost 40, and then a younger, and then my younger brother.
Okay.
And so they live together. They live together in Brooklyn. And
your brother, like, and sister live with your mother?
No, it was a long story, but they had to move out of my parents' house. Cause
oh, okay. So your brother and sister live together?
Yeah, they live together.
Oh, okay. And your mother contact them, or they contact her?
My sister more contacts my mother. And that's like almost on the daily, just for like daily updates.
And you want that? And
I don't want that, but I just want more like, hey, how are you? How are the kids? Simple, like maybe like a 5-minute conversation, but I feel like after...
Why do you want that?
You know, that's a great question. And that's the thing that I'm trying to, I don't know, like, talk to myself. I'm like, but why don't I have her acceptance? She raised me the way she raised me. I have my own family now. Like, why keep putting myself through that?
And the answer is?
I really don't know. I don't know how to put myself through that.
Did you tell her you forgive her for what she done to you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And what did she say when you told her that?
She looked kind of weird. And she's very confused on why am I telling her. Which, okay, cool, no problem. I kind of expected that because she always thought of herself as a victim. But then I felt like she was trying to pull me back into her own evil again. Like, after I forgave her.
And so when you say you get angry at her, what does the anger feel like when you are mad at her?
What do you mean? Like, it just feels like I'm upset at her.
But why don't you just tell her, don't come back to my house again. We're done with you.
Like, I don't want to break up that relationship either.
But you don't have a relationship. You hate her.
I don't know, Jesse. I really don't. And this is why I called you, to help me get some clarity, I guess.
Who are you?
I am no one, Jesse. And I learned that a long time ago.
What do you mean, I'm no one? What do you mean by that?
Like, my name wasn't given to me by my parents.
What do you mean by that?
Well, my name was never original. It was basically, I was named after my father's aunt and then a distant relative of my mother.
Who named you? Both of my siblings have.
Technically, my father did.
So what do you mean I wasn't given a name by my parents?
So it was just suggested to my parents because they really didn't have a name for me when I was born. So my two other siblings' names were original.
But isn't that normal? I mean, when you're first born, you don't have a name, and then they name you. I don't understand that.
I'm sorry, Jesse. Can you repeat that?
Isn't that normal when you're first born, you don't have a name, and then they come up with a name?
But I feel like they had names already picked out for my siblings. But for me, I guess they didn't expect me to be a girl, so they didn't really have a name for me. And they just chose a whatever name.
And so is that a bad thing?
Yes and no. Only because I feel like since the beginning, I felt like they just felt whatever about me.
Who?
My parents.
And so was it a bad thing that they did not have a name for you until later?
I guess not.
But why do you say you're nobody because they didn't have a name for you?
Well, I feel like, I'm nobody because in this life, like, all I have is God. That's what I say. Like, I'm nobody.
How do you know you have God?
Because I feel like I re-found him, if that makes sense.
But if you had God, why are you resenting your mother? How is that possible?
That's a great question. I really don't know. I feel like I'm trying to repair my relationship with God. And I feel like it's that feeling of resentment that's impeding me.
And of what? The resentment of what?
But I feel like that resentment towards my mother is impeding me to completely give myself into God.
When you said you're trying to rebuild your relationship with God, did you say that?
Yes.
How are you trying to do that? And what relationship are you trying to rebuild with God? How are you doing that? How are you trying to rebuild a relationship with God?
So I'm reading the Bible now with a different eyes. So I used to be, I just feel like I used to, like, my eyes are shut. Like, completely shut towards, like, his light, towards everything about him. I used to always think that he abandoned me when I was a teenager, basically, going to college. But because I met my husband, he has really shown me that God truly loved me. And I still, my eyes were shut. But then, I guess all on my own, I just started to open my eyes.
Mommy?
Yes, sir.
Mommy?
Yes, my love. Like, I just feel like I opened my eyes and I saw that he never really did abandon me. He gave me two wonderful kids.
Mommy?
And he...
Mommy!
And he gave me...
Mommy!
He gave me my husband. He gave me my own family. And I'm so
come back. Come back to your phone a little bit.
Yes, sir. Hold on. All right. Can you hear me a little better?
I can, yes. So your question for me is what?
So how do I get rid of this resentment towards my mother?
Number one, tell her to never come back to your house again. You're done with her.
But.
And then number two is when the thoughts and the feelings come, Stop calling them you. They're not you. It's not happening to you. Those are just illusions of you. So stop calling them you. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I'm trying to do it every night. It's a little, I'm going to say difficult in the morning.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, Jesse.
And why is it, how do you expect to be rewarded by God if you're not being still and staying present?
I guess I really don't want. I don't want God's grace, don't I, if I don't do that?
How do you expect to be rewarded by God if you're not present with him at all times?
You're completely right.
No, that was a question.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't expect to be rewarded.
So then why are you complaining then? You love your misery. Why pretending that you don't love it?
I can't even give the excuse that I have the two young kids that I, you know, I really don't have time, because if God has time for me, I can have time for him.
Why are you pretending you want to be one with God when you're not doing what it takes to be one with him? You're not telling your mother to stay away. You're feeling this anger and you call it you. You're not doing this silent prayer. You're not staying present. Why are you pretending that you want to be with God?
I don't want to pretend, though. Like, I don't know. I feel a closeness to him, but I just feel something impeding it. And you think it's a silent prayer that I'm not doing?
You're not conscious. And there's no feeling of closeness to God. That's just an illusion in your mind.
I understand. Sorry, she's crying over here.
You want to take care of the baby and call me back? You can.
She's fine. She's just annoyed that the refrigerator isn't open.
But it's interfering with the call right now. But let me ask, why are you pretending you want to know God when you won't even tell your mother to stay away from your home? Because on one hand, you're sick of your mother. On the other hand, you want your mother in your life. That doesn't make sense.
You're completely right.
Let me put you on hold until you quiet the baby down, all right? Hold on. Don't hang up. Is the baby quiet?
Yeah, I just stuck a bottle back in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
In a little bit, baby.
Oh, hold on, Veronica. Derek, let me know when Veronica had the baby quiet. I don't want to hang up. Let me know and I'll come back to her. Let me do it to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How are you today?
All is well. Tony, what do you think about, according to the Hill, we are taking care of 40 million people free, feeding them, educating them, all free. What do you think about the fact that over 40 million people relied on the government?
Well, they say in your Bible that the poor will always be among us, and statistics show that 37% of that is white folks.
Tony,
I'm going to
ask you one more time. How do you feel about, what do you think about we're taking care of 40 million people?
I have no problem with it, Jesse.
And why
like
not?
I said,
why you don't have a problem with it?
Because the poor are always going to be among us, always.
Why you don't have a problem with it?
Because of the greed in America. That's why.
All right. Thank you, Tony. I got to go.
Where you going? Let's talk about it. Where you going?
I asked you, how do you feel?
I just told you I have no problem with it.
Why not?
Because the poor will always be among us. What part do you understand?
You don't have a problem with paying for 40 million people to lay up and do nothing.
They're not just doing nothing.
Free food. They get free houses. They get free education. Everything is free, and you have no problem with
that. That's fine. That's fine, because,
why,
I mean, look at the greed.
Why is that
look at
fine
the greed
among you?
Because of the greed in America. That's why.
Tony, why is that fine? You don't care because enough about the these women. You don't care enough about them to know that it's best that they get up and earn their own way.
Not all people can do that, Justin. You have mental illness. You got people that's veterans. You got seniors. You got disabled people. So you got to take care of these people, man. Come on, Justin.
We only can take care of the veterans because the veterans have earned their way by going out and putting their lives on the line.
How about the seniors?
How about you,
Justin?
Why is
it? We take care of you.
Let me go back to Veronica. I'll let Tony go. Let me go back to Veronica. Veronica. Let's try it again. I'll let Tony go. It'll waste some time.
Is it quieter now, Mr. Jesse?
Yes. So why are you pretending that you want to know God when you're not doing what it takes? Meaning working on yourself by practice being present. And you do have time. You can wake up early in the morning, do the silent prayer. And then I understand when you have the kids, you're busy. But when you have those moments when they're quiet, you can become aware. Why are you doing that?
I guess it's being selfish, Jesse.
What does that mean, being selfish?
Well, I do wake up at 4 in the morning because I get my husband up and I get his stuff ready for work. And I do have like that half hour between him leaving and me getting up to go to work myself. You're absolutely right. I think it's just me being selfish.
So you're pretending you want to be one with God, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretending.
And so you just suffer until you truly want to overcome that. Because you can't overcome, but you got to work on yourself. You got to practice. You forgave. You say you want to forgive your mother. You need to tell your mother to stay away. She cannot come to your house again. Because it's like you can only want what's right first. Not your mother, not your past, not the future. You can only want what's right before truth will come in and take over. And you won't even tell her to stay away. Because there's part of you that still want this fake love from your mother that she doesn't have to give.
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. Yes.
And did you forgive your father?
Yes. He was the first one that I forgave.
And so does he come over too?
He what?
Does he visit your house?
Yes, because he's the only one that drives.
Oh, okay.
So wherever she goes, he goes.
And how you feel about your father coming over?
Honestly, for him, I feel nothing because I feel like he genuinely loves me.
Okay.
And cares about me.
So why do you need your mother's love that she doesn't have?
I guess it's more like competition, I guess.
What do you mean?
Like, so I'm the only one out of my siblings that have kids, but I feel like it's a constant, like, tug of war about who's going to get mommy's and daddy's attention. You know, my brother just got a new job, my sister got promoted, and there's like, and then there's this one who's still working her job. Like, she's still doing what she's doing.
But, Veronica, you said that you have your own family, your mother's trying to still control you, but you don't want that because you have your own family. You got to make up your mind. Do you really want to overcome this or not? And then you got to work on yourself.
Absolutely.
So what I recommend for now, do what you want, of course, between you and your husband, but tell your mother to stay away and then do the silent prayer so you can be aware, so you can overcome all those emotions, those thoughts and feelings, because that's all you're dealing with are thoughts and feelings, and they're lying to you.
Absolutely.
Let me know how it goes.
Appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Join our newsletter. And by the way, like this video. Hit like right now. Like the video. Thank you in advance. I appreciate it. Join our newsletter. Sign up now at jesseleepeterson.com/rebuildingaman. .com. I thought it was JesseLeePeterson.shop, but it's JesseLeePeterson.com. For the mic check.
Oh, there we go. For the newsletter.
Oh, and JesseLeePeterson.com. Sign up for the newsletter at JesseLeePeterson.com. I don't know why they have JesseLeePeterson.com. Oh, I'm confused. Sign up for the newsletter at RebuildingTheMan.com. I don't know why they put JesseLeePeterson.com there. There's no cost for it. We put them out three times a year at least. Can you guys rewrite this over or something? RebuildingTheMan.com. Take that out. That's not supposed to be there. RebuildingTheMan.com. My bad. They wrote it. I don't know why they finally put that in on me like that. What the? And then there is a sale on cameos. Shout outs. I would do them for you at RebuildingTheMan. I mean, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And support us on social media and all that good stuff. 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. That was busy. Let me go to Roger out of Boston. Roger, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Roger.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, I had some questions for you, Jesse. I listen to your show all the time, and you know, you have your own personal opinion on stuff. Like, you're talking about the people that are getting money, right? I'm from Boston. I talked to you before. I'm an Italian Portuguese guy from Boston. I was here on Caucasian.
Okay.
And you were talking about people
just in Boston.
Oh yeah, nice, nice. I wish I ran into you.
Yeah. Well,
what I'm saying is, Jesse, that there's people that are poor. See, there's people that work. They're working poor, Jesse. They didn't do anything wrong.
They're working poor, you say?
They're working poor. They don't make enough money to pay their bills.
There's no such thing as working poor.
Yeah, Jesse, if you don't have enough money, Jesse, if I know people, Jesse, they rent was $800 a month. and it went to 1600, and they're working jobs at the company. Oh, I know people working 30 years only getting minimum wage.
But they can they can always do without certain things. They can make sacrifices. They can.
No, I understand what you're saying, Jesse. But
they
I'm talking
can
about the
work. They can work two jobs. There's no such thing as a working poor.
Yeah, but she's at this parts of the country where the jobs aren't there to get two jobs. I worked three jobs, Jesse. I'm talking about a guy that worked 55 years in one job. I worked 55 years, and I'm one of the guys I understand because I retired early. I want to work to 75. I've had to retire at 65. Because a couple of years ago, I went blind at work. I had diabetes, lost my vision.
If you have a physical problem like that, you were working, but then you can't take care of yourself because of this illness, that's a different story.
I want to see where you're coming from.
Than someone who just land up, getting free money, I would
tax
dollars and doing nothing.
Too.
I'm talking about people who would land up doing nothing but relying on the government.
Okay, very good, Jesse. I have another question, Jesse, about your opinion on like men and women. Like you have a way of calling people beta, right? Beta males. And the thing is that these guys. See, to me, if you're an alpha male, you don't have to, I'm not saying you, you don't have to mention it. You know what I mean? These guys that I know you consider alpha, like I consider like Mike Johnson and guys like that and Trump's cabinet as betas. But people say they're alphas. Alpha to me is a guy that puts down people, not you, puts down people or walks around talking about themselves. That doesn't make you alpha. You know what I mean? To me, alpha is a person sure and confident and does the right thing as a man. Go ahead, Jesse.
You're saying that Trump is an alpha male?
No. I didn't say, but I said his cabinet. Some of the guys in his cabinet alpha male.
Would you consider Mike Trump
Johnson,
an alpha male?
They're not alpha males.
I said
there's
Trump.
A lot of people just. Who?
Trump, Donald Trump, the great white hope.
Well, see, that's your opinion. See, I'm white too, but I don't say.
You
have a right
Trump,
to go where you want.
I
think he is?
Roger, I'm asking you, is Trump an alpha male?
I'm going to say he's not beta.
Is he alpha?
I guess you could say he is. What I like about him is that he's an alpha person. He has that tough exterior, and he doesn't get pushed around.
So is he an alpha male?
That. Yeah, he is. Okay. But to go
is
back
to
the other opinion on women.
Is it hard to say that Trump is alpha male?
Yeah, he's an alpha male.
Is it hard to say it?
Yeah, I said he's alpha male.
I know, but is it hard for you to say that he is?
No, not for him.
Oh, okay.
No, for Mike Johnson and for Pete Hetzler and for Cass Patel, yes.
And why do you say they're not alpha? I don't know if they're alpha or not, but why do you say they're not?
Well, it's the same reason, Jesse. You would talk to somebody, and just by the way they're talking, you would say, beta, without knowing. You know what I mean?
But why do you say those three guys are not alpha? I mean, what is it about them?
It's just the same thing you do when you're talking to them.
What is it about them that makes you think that they're not alpha males?
Well, I'm going to use your format. It's just like when you're talking to somebody who you just met face-to-face or on the phone, and you would say, beta. That's the feeling I get when I hear them talk and look at them. I get the beta feeling you know what I mean?
And why you get that feeling about them, though?
I don't know. It's the same thing. I asked you to.
But they're doing their job.
I watch your show. Why do you get.
Roger. They're doing their job. It appears that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing or hired to do to make America great again. But I'm just trying to ask. I'm asking you, what is it about them that make you think that they're beta males?
Okay, now I'll go to Pete Hessler if you ask me a question. Okay, now you have the same opinion on women like him. Now, see, my wife was Special Forces. She has 30 years in the military. I got two sisters.
Roger, because
that
of time,
Marines.
What is it about Pete that makes you think that he is not alpha male?
Oh, he gave me an opinion. I think he's wimpy. I think he's winery. I think he's like a...
In what way
what
is
saying.
He wimpy?
The way he acts, the way he carries himself.
Oh,
he doesn't carry. He carries himself. He gives me a funny feeling. That's like, you could look at somebody, Jesse, and say to them, they're half a mile. So I could, you know.
Roger, thank you so much, but I got to run because of time. I appreciate it. This conversation going nowhere. What the? Let me go to Greg out of Connecticut. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Greg.
Hey. So I don't want to take up too much of your time because of time. I love that phrase.
because of time.
because of time. Move on. So I was sitting there having a conversation with a friend of mine, and we got into the situation of free will. So one of the things is how do we not have free will, but we can choose, but we can make that choice to allow God into operate into our hearts, and we can choose to follow God. Like when we say, hey, we're going to make that choice to go and forgive our parents or whatever it is, so that we can have, you know, basically I call it a peace or heaven right here on earth. But yet he says, listen, it's choice equals free will. Free will equals choice. They're synonymous with each other.
Do you believe that you have a free will, that we have free will?
I don't.
And so
he does.
Oh, I see. And why don't you believe why do you believe we don't have a free will?
Because I believe that the spiritual battle lives within us.
Right.
24/7.
So
that's why I'm like, hey.
Had that conversation with this guy, did it make you doubt yourself?
No. I just didn't know how to articulate to the fact that, listen, it's I felt that it was something that's in us, that when we desire, but again, when I say we desire to have what it is.
Right.
Which is, you know, obviously heaven right here on earth, but there's things that you got to do to have that.
But
so I believe it because I've experienced it.
Right. When you see that you have the anger, because most people don't see that they are angry at their mothers, especially their mothers and father, they don't want to see it. But when you see it, when you want to see it, it'll be shown to you. And when you see it, seeing it is what causes you to go and forgive. That's not your free will. Because once you see it, you're now subject to the light, and the light causes you to go and forgive. You're not in control of anything.
Mm.
And you notice that most people don't see that they have the anger and that or resentment, and that is wrong, that is evil to resent anyone.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So because they don't see that, they don't go and forgive.
Yep. It's amazing how many people think that anger and emotions are good, and those are things that help you get through, that get you through the tough times and get you through. It's amazing that we're surrounded by that. But okay. So it's more of a, like you start, when you realize you can look at yourself and see that you're wrong, see that you had anger and it's evil, God then basically shows you, hey, this is the way forward.
Absolutely. God doesn't bother anyone that doesn't want the truth. And so most people don't want to see that they're angry, and especially at the mother. They would rather see their anger at the father than the mother. Because they resent the mother, they have made the mother their God.
Yep.
And so
Everything you say about that from the standpoint of the father, I mean, I grew up, I let my father left when I was 4, and I hated my father I didn't even know him because he was gone out of my life in 4.
Yeah.
But everything that I had heard until I was, you know, 16, 17 years old, when I finally met up with him again, and then we do a relationship now to a certain degree, you know, when I went to forgive him, because I said the things about not protecting us.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was more of a story to that, which you'd find interesting later on because of time. But I grew up with that situation, hating my father, and then realizing just how my mother, how she really was.
Yep. Did you go and forgive your mother?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And the funny thing is, I'm probably almost 6'3", you know, 300 pounds. I played football, right? And I was giggling to myself because I was shaking in my boots. And I'm like, my mother is only 5'4" at best. At best. And here I am towering over her. Yet my voice was shaking. And And the response that I got was classic. You're going to forgive me for all that I've done? And I'm like, do you see my life? I said, do you see my my brother and sister's life? Like, we're a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a mess.
She, you know, and she think, and I'm black. But the thing was, I think she thinks because, you know, we have great, you know, outgoing so-called personalities and we've never been arrested and we've done well, you know, that was the job well done.
Amazing. Yeah. And mothers, the hardest thing in the world for a woman to do, period, unless they really ready to overcome, is to admit that they are wrong. Women cannot, their egos are so inflated, they cannot admit that they were wrong. And so that's why your mother didn't say, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry. I can't. You know.
Yep.
Because what she did to you was done to her by her mother as well. But that's why.
Oh, no question.
That's why you have to forgive them and not expect not only them, but anyone to apologize. You forgive them and God will forgive as we forgive. So, but I know a lot of men who are real tall, big, some men are military guys. They fought in Iraq and everywhere, and they come home and their wife rule over them.
Yep. I see it all the time.
Isn't that amazing?
It is really amazing to watch it. And now that, you know, like when just being present, because I'm, you know, when you are present all the time, everything becomes so crystal clear. Yes. And I was laughing even the other day, even watching a movie. Like when you watch movies, you almost know what's going to happen. And then you watch how the women are so manipulating and dominating, even in movies. So it's almost training people that to the unconscious eye that that's a normal thing. Especially with that crazy line that you have a happy wife, it's a happy life.
I don't know who made that up. There's not one man as happy trying to make a woman happy. It doesn't even make sense.
Because it's impossible.
Right. But as far as the free will, no, we do not have a free will.
Yep. And you, like you said, it's more because one, you have to see that you're wrong.
Right. And
most people can't see that.
Most people cannot. If they wanted to see that they were wrong, they would see it, and then they would see it, and it would cause you to overcome it. You'd be free from it. But most people don't want to see it.
So isn't that considered kind of a choice, though, to see that you're wrong? Isn't that a choice to see that you're wrong?
I don't know what you mean by that.
So if I say, you know what, I look in the mirror and I see that I'm wrong, see that I had evil, that's a choice that I wanted to see that.
Oh, yeah, you did want to see it, but you can't make yourself see it just because you want to see it.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. We are really, in all honesty, Greg, we as human beings are not in control of anything.
Yeah.
We're not in control of our lives. We're not in control of anyone else's lives. Nope. We are not in control of anything. But in that fallen state, when you're blind like that, you think you're in control, and you're not.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
Yeah.
I asked a friend of mine. I'm 49, but I asked a friend of mine. She's like, you know, 37 years old. I asked her. I said, we're sitting in the car and talking, and she's going through some stuff. And I asked her, I said, who are you? And she said, oh, I'm a nurse. I'm a mom. I'm a this. I'm that. I'm like, no, but who are you? And she goes, and she just stood there for it felt like 2 hours, but it was really 30 seconds. Then tears literally started strolling down her face. And she goes, I'm nothing. Like, I don't know. I'm 37 years old and I don't know who I am.
Yeah. It's a sad way to live. Most human beings do not know who they are at all. Thank you, Gray. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks. I'm Jesse.
Bye, buddy. Oh, amazing. Right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Classic Man, no message. Thanks for the support with the super chat yesterday.
Thank you. Amazing.
Or today.
Thank you.
Nick says, be a man today.
All day long. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Steven, been a member, JLP show member, for 4 months.
Thank you, Steven. Amazing.
Fun stuff, guys. Never a dull moment, and great work.
Right on. Thank you.
Anthony, with a cool sunglasses sticker, smiley.
Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Someone, all my life I had to
fight
something. He said a different word.
Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee. King Alpha Nerd here with some updates. So apparently the alleged shooter of that mass shooting in Philly is Zaquaeus Morgan-Thompson, as Nick showed earlier last hour.
Yeah, Nick showed that report.
Yeah, if you or Jesse can't say the man's name, Haik, he black. Oh, wait, here's a mugshot. Yep, he's black. I wonder if Tony heard about this. Funny.
Tony cannot communicate, huh?
Right.
What?
He doesn't
Tony
even
from
try.
California. He does it right. It's like, I don't, or maybe he can't hear.
Maybe. He doesn't have ears to hear, that's for sure.
Amazing. Thank you.
See you on. Hi, Jesse. Miss you. I'm going as me for Halloween. Jack-o'-lantern emoji. I have a sliced up neck. What's more scarier than that? You want to see? I'll make up my profile. Jesus. No thanks.
I wish you well with that, Sia. What the? Amazing. I hope your body's healing. That's amazing.
Cloud pops towards Nick's BB something surgery. Shout out JLP crew in chat. Laughing face with tears coming out.
Thank you. Shout out. Amazing.
Another from Anthony. EBT. Eat, beg, steal. What the?
That's amazing. I'm still thinking, well, I know it's possible. That's for sure. But those people making those videos saying that they're going to go and steal from the store if Trump don't put some money on their EBT card, whatever they call. It's mind-blowing to me. But, yeah, I understand human nature now. So human beings are evil. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Also on YouTube, Bolghar Wolf. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Pardon me if I'm butchering your name.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net, 111 gold pills.
Thank you, sir.
Mommy, Monday, time for some angry black men to call in, says Chatelet.
Monday. It's always female Monday. Thank you.
Chief Executive, Jesse, check out so-and-so.
I will. Thank you.
Amazing. You already had him on, actually. Referring to Chad.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, Chad Jackson.
That's right.
Right on.
Age of Inversion says that he's a monthly supporter on Rumble. 76% of black women with college degrees are employed by the government, says Age of Inversion.
I remember when I first started doing media, it was something like 80% of black people, according to a report, if I remember correctly, 80% of blacks work for the government. And I understand that because a government job is a very laid-back, lazy job. You don't have to really show up. If you show up, don't show up, you're not getting fired and all kind of stuff. I tried hard to get a government job once. I couldn't pass the test. I'm like, a government test. I couldn't even pass it. Thank God. Amazing.
Dan for Freedom. Cool shirt, Jesse. You be styling as usual.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of your super chats later, King Alpha Nerd and the rest of the supporters.
Amazing. Thank you all for your help, helping us to help others. And when I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Yeah.
some serious mess going on in the world. The loose heist suspects were arrested. There's this guy named Sammy Hemdy, a nice Englishman's name, but he's a so-called British Muslim talker, commentator, author guy going on a speaking tour in the United States. I think he was detained. An East Wing has been demolished of the White House history. And Trump, he did a little dance in Malaysia. You know, he's over there in Asia. Pretty cool. Pretty fun. And a 15-hour flight for a Russian cruise missile, nuclear-powered. Pretty awesome, according to Russia, covering a distance of 8,700 miles. Wow. And Argentina's president Javier Milei said Argentines showed they don't want to return to the model of failure. And his party went to victory on Sunday. Nice midterms over there in Argentina. Pretty cool, huh? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, right? And it's the 27th of October, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right? Nice. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Comedy Nonsense Network reporting on that Hurricane Melissa. Catastrophic and life-threatening flash flooding and numerous landslides could come with that heavy rain and damaging winds. So said the National Hurricane Center, warning to Jamaica on Sunday. Beyond the dangerous storm surge, rainfall totals up to 30 inches expected from hurricane or tropical storm or whatever it may be in the coming hours and days. Melissa in Jamaica and Hispaniola, another island over there in the wherever, Caribbean or something, through Wednesday. Some areas seeing up to 40 inches. Woof. All right. Rainfall. Haiti, Cuba, the Dominican Republic also forecast to face severe impacts from the storm. And the Louvre heist suspects arrested, a couple of them anyway, allegedly. French police have two suspects in custody who say they are linked to the last weekend's crown jewel heist at the Louvre Museum in France. Paris, France, I guess. Authorities tracked down the suspects by using their DNA, reportedly. One man arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport near Paris trying to leave the country. Another man arrested in the Parisian suburb of Aubervilliers. Both men are from that area, I guess. Dozens of investigators involved in chasing down at least four suspects, all right? So two of them caught, allegedly. At least four who targeted the Louvre's Apollo Gallery in a brazen daylight raid, fleeing with jewelry worth tens of millions of dollars, or something like that, tens of millions of something, in a matter of minutes. Local authorities say at least two other suspects remain at large. It's unclear if any of the jewels were recovered. And U.S. immigration authorities, based authorities, detained British commentator Sammy Hemdy, S-A-M-I. Last name Hemdy, H-A-M-D-I, revoked his visa and announced he would be deported rather than allowed to complete his U.S. speaking tour. Hemdy's a British so-called Muslim journalist meaning propagandist, right, spoke at a gala, take your pick, for the Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE. JLP has interviewed people from CARE, I think, in California Sunday or Saturday. Scheduled to appear at another CARE event in Florida the next day, taken into custody at San Francisco International Airport. CARE on Sunday called for his release and accused the Trump administration of detaining him over his criticism of the Israeli government. Since January, the Trump administration has pursued a sweeping immigration crackdown, including increasing social media vetting and deporting student visa and green card holders who have criticized Israel's conduct in the Gaza war. Interestingly, those same people are also anti-American, right? Right. And I have to tell you more on the Hake Report, but now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? What an amazing question. And so this question came about as a result of yesterday's fellowship. Someone interpreted something, and I'm like, whoa, that's going to be the next biblical question. Very, very interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world Monday through Fridays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you got to run around and just can't watch, you can podcast. But you can listen on your phone as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse. That is amazing. It is also amazing that it is Monday, and every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. I still cannot get past the idea that we, and our money, because it's not their money, it's the working class money, are taking care of 40, over, according to this report from the Hill, we are now taking care of over 40 million people. 40 million. Isn't that amazing? It's no wonder we have to work so hard to make a little money because they're giving it all to these lazy people. 40 million people are living off the working class. That's mind-blowing to me. That is mind-blowing. I want to give you, for those who are working on themselves, and you're trying to overcome anger / resentment, you want to stop judging yourself and other people, you want to be free from the misery of thoughts and emotions, another clue, something that do what you want, but you should not do. I recommend you not do. Listen up. Another clue. You should never, never, ever, but never, ever, ever, ever again. And we're all guilty, all of us, in that fallen state, you think it's right. And so I understand this, but it's holding you back. It's not good. You should never listen up, men and women around the world, because everybody has this problem. Never, ever, ever again want for nothing. Don't want for anything. Even those who are working on themselves and they are over, you start to go through the ego death. And it's very, very painful. And you're like, I want out of here. I want this to stop. I'm tired of suffering. I want this to be over. Don't even want for that. Stop wanting for anything. And I'm going to give you a clue of what's going to happen. It's going to blow your mind. Do not want for love. Do not want your ego pain to end. Do not want for friendship. Do not want for children. Don't want for anything. And definitely don't cry out, I want this to stop. I want this pain to end. Want for nothing. And the reason for that, in case you wonder why, Jesse, should I not want for something? Because there's no one there to want for anything. There's no one there to want for anything. As long as you're wanting for something, you're implying that there is a you to want, and you're keeping that false identity, the ego that you call you, the emotions, the thoughts, the up and down feelings, you're keeping that alive in you that is not you. It's not you that's wanting for anything. It's not you that is wanting for that. And it pretend that it's you so it can stay alive in you. Want for nothing. So stop wanting. I want a family. I want to be married with children. I want this and want that. You find yourself making that your God, and you do anything for it to get it. And when you get it, you're still miserable. Or even worse, you're more miserable than before because you were told in your imagination and by others that this is what you want. You get a family. You're going to finally be a man. You're going to finally be a lady. You're going to find me a woman. It's not true. You're going to be happy. No, you won't. There is no one there to want for anything. It's all an illusion. Really? It's not real. There is no you. It's all an illusion. The real you, want for nothing. Did Christ ever want for anything? The only thing I know that he ever wanted for a time for his physical body, he wanted some food. He wanted something to eat, but that's about it. Christ never wanted for anything. I can hear you now, well, I'm not Christ. I can't be like Christ. Christ said you could. As he is, so shall you be, if you want to. Meaning that you want to stop overcoming the delusional self. So want for nothing. And it's going to be so interesting when you just stop wanting for anything. Your mind is going to go nuts. It's going to make you want to want. It's going to tell you what you want. And it's going to tell you what you need. In order for eternal life to appear, the illusionary life must disappear. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not what you think you want. Want for nothing. Really. Your body wants food. That's physical. That's fine. Your body needs a rest. That's physical. That's fine. So stop crying, I want out of this. For those men and women who are working on this stuff, and I hear it a lot, so that's why I'm telling you this. Don't want for it to be over. Don't not want for it and don't want for it. Just go through it. You must be willing to go through hell in order to enter into heaven while you live. You got to go through it. So just be quiet and go through it. And you're going to see that it was never you. It was never you. And you will know what Christ knows. You will know. But you got to enter into the perfect peace. And you got to work on yourself, folks. Meaning you got to practice watching those thoughts and emotions and do nothing about them. Don't call them you. Don't ever, ever, ever again blame anyone else. As an adult, male or female, never blame anyone for how you feel. Don't say, you made me feel that way. You made me feel good. You made me feel bad. You made me angry. You made me happy. Don't ever do that again. So you can stop identifying with this false self. It's just an illusion. There is no you. There is no you. And thinking about God is not knowing God. A thought about God or Jesus is just a thought about God. It does nothing for you. Zero. So let that go too. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And when people attack you, remember this, because a whole lot of folks are miserable because they're afraid and they are taking it personal when someone attacked them. Not physical attack, psychological, emotional attacks. They really believe that they are being attacked. And the people who are attacking you, they believe that they're attacking you too. And they believe it's them doing it. It's happened to the ego nature. It's not happening to you. And so when people attack you, whatever it is they say, not physically or emotionally, they're getting a thrill. They laugh. It's the same way the devil laughs at you when you listen to his suggestions, his thoughts. Evil laughs at you every time you listen to it. And so do human beings. Every time you react to them attacking you because you believe you're being attacked, they laugh. Human beings are so wicked, they get a thrill from your misery. And that's something. Think about that. It's all hell. an emotional person, whether so-called good emotions or bad emotions, when you are calling those things you, and when you believe that they're you, you're in misery. You're living in hell. And it was the point was well made yesterday is that even the so-called good feelings, when you feel good, that's hell too. That's painful. And when you're in pain, you are wrong. When you are in pain, you're wrong. Whether it's so-called good feelings or bad feelings, you are wrong. But if you blame someone else for the way you feel, you're going to think that you're right for feeling that way. And I understand it's not for everybody because most people, most human beings love their misery. They love it. And they will curse you out or get angry at you for trying to encourage them to overcome their misery. Don't try to save anyone from their misery. Leave them in their hell. You just come out of your hell and you have paradise on earth. Let them stay in their hell. They'll make you doubt yourself when you're trying to get out of your hell, trying to help them. You cannot help your daddy, your mama, your own adult children, your friends. You can't help anyone. Just don't judge them. But leave them in their misery and don't judge them. They're blind, they're asleep, and don't know it. It's interesting how you can be asleep and don't know you're asleep. Your eyes wide open, but you're asleep. You don't know. And only the light, the nature, the truth will show you that. And another thing, you don't know what's right and you don't know what's wrong. You don't know right from wrong. Look how you judge people when you think you know right and they're not doing what you think is right. You judge them and call yourself right for judging. You only think you know right from wrong because you're judging. You're playing God. And as long as you play God by judging yourself and others, you would never know God. Ain't no way. You can read the Bible until the cows come home. You can use your Courtney Bible book, whatever. You can read the Torah. You can read the KIEV, KJV, or whatever it is. And you would never know God. You would just know about him, and you would never have peace. You can have peace right here on earth, but you gotta not want for anything. All right? So this is for those who really want to overcome. I'm using words consciously here. You want to overcome? You gotta let go of all that you think is right or wrong. Let it go. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And they laugh at you when you listen to them. You consult with one thought after another one, after another one, after another one. And they tell you what you think you want, you go for it, and you find out that didn't work either. You're still miserable. Want for nothing. Stop consulting with the imagination. God said, the truth said, bring all thoughts into captivity. It said, bring them all into captivity, including those that make you think you know what you want. Bring all thoughts into captivity. Not one, but all. And yet you consult with thoughts. Isn't that amazing? What would I be if I don't think? What would I be if I'm not my thoughts, you say? Why don't you give it a try and see what happens? Stop thinking and see what happens. Why don't you give it a try? You have nothing to lose but misery. Want for nothing. Cut out wanting. All right, that's just a little food for thought. And what made me realize to tell you this is that I do a lot of counseling every day. And it's the same story. I don't want any more pain. I want it to stop. When will it all end? It's too hard, Jesse. The pain of going through the ego death too much. And they won't let the light show them that there is no them. There is no you. The devil telling you, oh, I want out. And you believe the devil, thinking that you believe you. It's a spiritual battle. It's not about male or female. It's about good and evil. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It has nothing to do with anything but good and evil. Really. And you've been lied to and been told it's somebody else. And that same lie, every human being has to go through it. All who are born of the woman, who are born of the flesh, must be born of the spirit of the Father. There's no other way out. Men and women, you must be born of the spirit. If you want to be free, you need a heart change. The heart of human beings are wicked. If you doubt me about the heart, look at how people treat you and others, and look at how you treat people, and even yourself. You don't love yourself. You have no mercy on yourself at all. Even if you're not being mean to someone, in your mind you are. You're judging them in your mind. And you think that's good. You think you have a right to judge somebody else. When all who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. You judge them in your mind. You may not say it out loud sometimes. You need a heart change from hate to love. From hate to love. And every human being has hatred in their heart. Salvation is of the heart. And then he would change your vices. He'll take those things away from your nature, because your nature needs to change. But the nature is not going to change until you have the light that causes the nature to change. He changed the heart. He changed your nature from that of evil to good, his nature. Amazing, huh? But a clue, want for nothing. Physical thing, yeah, get up and go to work, feed yourself, work out, exercise, that kind of stuff that keeps your physical body in motion. But you're not your body. Christ wanted for nothing. He never had to ask anyone anything, except for a little, I'm hungry, y'all got some food to give me? For the physical body. All right, do what you want, but for those who are working on themselves, another clue. Oh, did you hear that Kamala Harris. It sounds like, and I could be wrong, but she still want to be the president, Lord. She still want to destroy America for her own ego gratification. Kamala, according to ABC 7, Kamala Harris isn't ruling out another run for the White House. In an interview with BBC, posted on Saturday, Harris said she expects a woman will be president in the coming years. Watch this from CBS News, Chicago.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris also mused about her future in an interview with CBS News partner, the BBC.
You write very powerfully about the differences that many women have made to your life, whether that was your meeting with Angela Merkel or the experience of growing up with your extraordinary mother or the stories of your baby nieces, Amara and Leela. When are they going to see a woman in charge in the White House?
In their lifetime, for sure.
Could it be you?
Possibly.
Have you made a decision yet?
No, I have not.
But you say in your book, I'm not done.
That is correct. I am not done.
Harris added that she doesn't pay much attention to polls, including a recent CBS News poll that found fewer than a third of voters in her home state of California think she should run for president again.
They must be educated people. What? They must be educated people to think that Kamala Harris should run for president. I find that hard to believe, but I understand. And your extraordinary mom, there's no such thing as an extraordinary mom. Amazing, huh? And someone needs to ask Kamala, why did she go down to the borders and shut it down when she was so-called vice president? Why, Kamala? And she's from California. She is from California, right? And in California, illegal aliens are out of control. Look like everybody came here from Texas and other places. Oh, we are like an illegal sanctuary state, right? Something like that. Amazing, huh? Fox 11 is reporting a 21-year-old semi-truck driver who is from India, was arrested after a fiery 8-vehicle crash in Ontario. And according to the report, there were 3 people killed, 4 injured. Watch this from Fox, L.A.
Shackled and wearing an orange jail jumpsuit, 21-year-old Jasheen Preet Singh appeared in a Rancho Cucamonga courtroom to face charges of vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and driving under the influence causing injury. Dash cam video shows the horrifying moment. Investigators say Singh, behind the wheel of a Freightliner truck, plowed through several stopped cars, killing 3 people. In court, Singh pled not guilty through his public defender with an interpreter by his side. Now federal officials say this tragedy never should have happened. The Department of Transportation released what it is calling a, quote, bombshell report, accusing California of violating federal law by allowing Singh to continue driving when he should have been disqualified.
Amazing, huh? Kamala, how you feel about that? When I come back, your phone calls. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and pure.net. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And don't forget to support our nonprofit organization, Bond, Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. And it's tax deductible, so you can get it back at the end of the year. Make your donations now. Tax deductible. And at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 to 1, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And the donation, put that back up for me, I'm sorry. The donation, you can mail them in if you like. Some people are older, they just want to write a check or money order out to Bond and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND to make the donation. Or you can go to scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code to support Bond. So there's no excuses. And thank you in advance for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. And last but not least, there is a sale, a Halloween sale on Shoutouts. Rush is for only 1 week, Monday through Friday of this week. A sale special going for Shoutouts. Birthday shout-out, and I'll do them for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, anniversaries, whatever. At Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to Grace out of Rhode Island. Grace, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Grace.
So I kind of had a question. I know you've talked about how moms want to make their sons their, like, secondary husbands or want to be their secondary wives.
Right.
So I was wondering what you think about girls my age. I'm Gen Z, having an interest in guys who are 10 to 20 years older than them and the sort of prevalence of sort of age gap relationships, both in the sense that girls my age, including me, are interested in much older men, but also the fact that that's shamed generally by society.
How old are you?
22.
You said it's changed by society?
Shamed.
Oh, shamed.
Yeah.
For a woman to be with an older man?
Yeah, for someone my age, for someone my age to be with an older man, or for older men to be with younger women, like Leonardo DiCaprio, there's been this big wave of shaming him because he likes younger women. You know what I'm talking about? There's a lot of anger.
You prefer an older man?
I would say I have that tendency, not as much as some people my age, but I've definitely noticed an attraction to guys who are, in their 30s, 40s, sometimes even early 50s.
And why is that?
There's two reasons. First of all, this was much more strong in me when I didn't have as close of a relationship to my dad. And so I think I was obviously looking for a father figure.
Yeah.
And the second reason is that guys in my generation, like guys in their 20s, are very beta. And they are actually into older women. They don't even really like girls my age, and they prefer to be around someone who'll mommy them. So there's kind of a disconnect in my generation.
Well, a woman should have a man at least 10 years older than her. Nothing, I don't think beyond that, but she should have a man at least 10 years older than her. Because
really?
Women need men. Because women mind, I want to use the word mature, but it tends to mature faster than men mind, right? Minds. And so they need a man to lead them. And because they're looking for a father's love, so they definitely need a man to lead them, to be that example. But, 10 years is enough. Anything older than that, I don't think it's necessary. But
That's interesting because to me, I would say, generally people, if someone my age says this, they say, oh, you have daddy issues, right? And I do tend to agree with that in the sense that if me as 22, if I'm really attracted to guys like 40, 45, that would tend to mean I'm looking for a father figure. And
yeah,
so I
45
would
is too old for you because the man needs to have some energy. He needs to move about and have some life in him as well. 45 for you would be too old.
Right.
And when
but
they
even,
say
even,
you have
even,
daddy
yeah.
issues, it just means you resent, when you resent your father, all women do because their mother, they've been turned away from their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree with you about that stuff.
It just means that you resent your father, so you resent all men when they say you have daddy issues.
Wait, so are you saying that they're right to say that I have daddy issues, or are you saying I don't have daddy issues, but they don't like the fact that I want an older man? I'm a little confused.
I said that when they say you have daddy issues, I don't know if they understand that they mean this. They just mean that you resent men because you resent your father, you resent all men. But if you've overcome your father by not resenting him, you're going to treat all men in the right way.
Yes, I do agree with you about that. But I think it's interesting that you're saying that girls my age, even if we don't have daddy issues, are looking, like you would say, it's healthy to look for a sort of fatherly figure, like someone who's 10 years older than you. Is that what you're saying?
No, because you should look for a man, period. A woman should not be thinking about getting married. Though it's natural to kind of want to be married, but it's not like you shouldn't be thinking about that. And you shouldn't be wanting that. You should only want what is right. You should only want the truth. Because if you want to be married or you want an older man, you're going to end up picking the wrong man. And it doesn't matter how old they are. And you would never be happy because you made that your God.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I can see what you're saying, that you should just live your life and God will provide you with a husband. But what I'm saying is,
but you shouldn't even want for that, though. Do you understand?
Right, but I'm
that?
Just saying you're saying like don't desire it like unnecessarily. Just live your life and you'll be provided a husband if that's your calling, right?
No, I'm saying you should not want for a husband, period. You only should want for the truth. And the truth will give you what you need. Because we don't even know what we need. Human beings do not know what they need, and they do not know what they want. But the truth will give that for you. And so this desire you have for an older man, whether mm-hmm. 40 or 50 or whatever, you should let that go. Let those thoughts go and just only want for the truth.
Well, are you saying it's wrong for a young woman to want to get married?
If you're put in that first, yeah, you're wrong because you're gonna pick the wrong man. And he will become your God, and it'll be two devils getting together and just fighting. You shouldn't want that at all. You should want the truth.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that. Well, I mean, would you say, okay, so you're saying any desire towards a partner for life and to like have a family and kids is wrong? Like you shouldn't let yourself have those feelings?
When you say partner, you mean husband?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should let that go. And don't want for that at all. Only want for truth because only the truth is going to give you true happiness. A man would never give you peace.
I agree with you. You shouldn't turn a man into your God. Like, getting married is not going to fix all your problems. Totally agree with that.
It's not going to fix any of your problems.
Well, I mean, it might, like, I don't mean to be vulgar, but, like, if you're, you know, sexually mature and you want to express those feelings, it will help you to like be able to express those feelings and also will fulfill your desire for kids and stuff like that. It will fix some of your problems.
If you want to express those feelings, you're not sexually mature.
Well, I'm saying if you are sexually mature, like you're an adult, you have sexual inclinations, but you want to do it within marriage and you want to have kids from it, I think that's healthy to want to, express.
If that's what you want, then you're not sexually mature because you should not want for anything.
Okay. Maybe we can, like, I can see what you're saying. You should be in control of that. But, like, I was just asking you about the ideal relationship. Forget like wanting it or not wanting it. You think ideally a woman should be married to a guy who's 10 years or so older than her and that he should have a fatherly inclination towards her. Am I getting that right?
A woman should not marry. I mean, the man should be at least 10 years older than her, not 20, 30, and 40 years older than her.
Okay, but so I guess what I'm saying is, like, you kind of have a double standard, right? And, like, that's not a big deal because there are differences for men and women. But you would say that a man should not look for a woman to have motherly inclinations towards him, but a girl, a woman should look for a man to have fatherly inclinations towards her. Is that right?
No. What's going to happen if you overcome that, your father resenting your father? You're going to only be, you're not going to look for a man to get love from at all because you're going to already have love. And so when you do get married, if you get married, you're going to have the right relationship with your husband because you're not going to want him to make you feel any kind of way. You're not going to want him to treat you in a certain kind of way because you were already have everything.
Yeah, that does make sense. Yeah. Once you fix that relationship with your dad, then you're not going to need a man to fix you. I think that's really interesting, Jesse. I appreciate you talking
to me. And then when I say that the man, if you're going to have an older man, he shouldn't be older than 10 years older than you.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. Yeah.
So why do you want an older man? If you have forgiven your father and you're close to him now by not resenting him, why do you want an older man?
You know, that inclination is lessened quite a bit, but I would say primarily it would be because guys my age seem to want someone to mommy them. Like when I go out and hang out with guys my age, I have to pick where we go. I have to pay for things. I have to arrange things. I usually have to drive them. It's like ridiculous. So, you know,
why do you go out with those type of guys knowing that you're going to have to mommy them?
You know, every time I'm like, maybe they will, you know, man up, but almost every time it ends up just being a failure. So I've kind of given up on it. But
why don't you know that before you even go out with them? Don't you know if they're going to pay or not? Or you don't know if you're going to have to drive or not beforehand?
I usually try to give them a chance. I'm hopeful, but...
But
yeah,
when you're about to go
like
out with a guy
beforehand.
And you already know you're going to have to drive, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying like one or two of those things isn't a big problem, but it ends up being like everything that I have to, like he wants me to be in charge basically is the point. And I want to be told what to do. And they almost always hate my dad too, which is a huge problem. So.
And why do they hate your father?
They don't like that he's, you know, he has strong opinions and I live with him. He's competent. He tells me, you know, he obviously helps me decide if they're, you know, a good partner for me or not. And they don't like him being a part of it.
When you say partner, do you mean like a business partner or a boyfriend?
Well, I would say boyfriend.
But when you say partner, you mean a business partner or a boyfriend?
No, I mean like future partner.
But why do you call a boyfriend a partner?
Well, I mean just like he helps me to evaluate these guys whether like we fit together, whether they are competent, and they don't like that. They don't want to be judged by him. They don't want me to ask him his opinion of them. They just want me to sort of separate from my dad and be their mommy. And I just don't.
But I don't understand you when you meet a guy, you automatically take him to your father?
Not automatically, no. But
how do they get to know this about you? How do your father make all those decisions for you?
He stays out of it, but like, of course, I'll.
Are you streaming the show or something? Are you the one that streamed the show before?
I did before, but I'm not now.
Oh.
No, because you guys told me not to. So I'm just calling as a person.
Oh, but why is your father so involved in your relationships?
He's not super involved in my relationships, but the thing is, I work with my dad and live with my dad.
Is your father streaming the show right now?
No.
You're not lying, right?
I'm not. You can check our channels. We're not streaming.
Oh, okay. But why is your father so involved in your relationships?
It's not that he's super involved in the relationships.
But how would these guys know about all that about your father? That doesn't make sense.
Because I work with him. I'm a public figure with him, and I live with him. They don't like my relationship with him. They don't like the fact that I talk to him about them. And they, not only is that the problem, they don't like my dad, but when I'm with them by myself, they like for me to be their mommy, which, you know, it's a turnoff.
Your relationship with guys is not normal.
Because my relationship with God or with guys?
Guys, because you're not supposed to, your father's not supposed to be all involved in your relationship, like to tell you who to date, who not to date, and how to treat him.
No. You're misunderstanding me, but that's fine. It's not like he tells me any of that stuff. It's just that generally he's in my life and these guys don't like that.
But why would they not like it if you didn't make him be? All right. But let me just say this because of time. I suggest at least 10 years older than you, not 10 years at best, but at least, but not more than 10 years, and blah, blah, blah.
So, right? Okay, yeah. I was just curious what you think about age gap relationships.
Right.
So, can I just ask one last question? When girls are shamed, because a lot of people say 10 years is way too big, and like the guy, if a guy's 10 years older than a girl, he has a power dynamic over her, et cetera. What do you say to those sort of criticisms?
Repeat that.
A lot of people, especially older women, will say if a girl is dating a guy who's 10 years older than her or more, that guy, it's an unhealthy relationship because he has a power dynamic over her. He's probably
abusive, don't listen to them. Well, don't listen to what they're saying. Don't be into what other people are saying.
Do you have any theory as to where that sort of anger comes from?
A guy should not be with an older woman because that's his mother. He should.
Right, I agree with that.
He can't lead an older woman. But I got to run because of time. I appreciate it. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. King Alpha Nerd with another here again. Morning, Jesse. Did you hear about Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom thinking of running for president in 2028?
I heard. I just paid this out by two. I just heard about that. It'll be good if they do run. It's a sure loss for them. And Trump will be elected again. Amazing.
King
if he runs.
He says, also, there's a California poll Newsom favored over Kamala. They didn't want her to run again. I thought that was their queen. They want a white man as their winner now? What the?
You know, I'll be surprised, and it might happen, though. I'll be surprised if the Democratic Party, which are now controlled by black women, I'll be surprised if they let a white man run. Really. I'll really be surprised if they let a white man run. I can't imagine it, but we'll see. Amazing. Thank you.
Tyrannosaur is wrecked. I cannot interpret the biblical question. Shrugging emoji.
Nice. I'll put my juices in on Sunday.
You're on the Thank right you. Track, Tyrant. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond to Veronica, the caller at the beginning of the second hour.
Yes.
Mothers don't love the middle children.
They don't. Mothers don't love children, period. Amazing. Thank you.
On Buy Me a Coffee, Charles. Hey, Jesse, you reported on the shooting at Lincoln University, but you failed to report a shooting at Howard University's homecoming this past weekend. Killed one, injuring six. Another shooting at another HBCU last weekend. South Carolina State University's homecoming, killing one, injuring 10. What's wrong with the blacks?
I didn't know about where you get that information from. Did you know about the Howard one?
No, I hadn't heard any of this.
Yeah, I haven't heard about any of those things. That's why I didn't mention them. Because I was not aware of them. Thank you, though. I'm not aware of that. Thank you.
Roy, 40 million receiving welfare is about the population of California. I grew up on public aid and food stamps and government housing, saw people taking advantage of it. One lady had about 9 kids out of wedlock just to get more food stamps. My mom would work under the table, quote unquote, while receiving public aid. It's rife with fraud.
Yeah, what a mess. Amazing. Thank you.
And Veronica, when faced with fiery trials, overcome evil with the spirit of gratitude. Gratefulness casts out the spirit of rejection, anger, resentment, bitterness. Be thankful, and peace will be your portion.
Thank you. Amazing.
Eric, 5, never please a woman. The more you try, they end up killing you. JLP.
That's right. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Stuck in New York, 222 gold pills, no message.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
On pill.net.
Nice.
Kleina, Jesse, I was wondering, do you have an inner monologue? If so, is that your regular speaking voice you hear? Apparently not everyone has one.
What?
Inner monologue. It's a concept. We'll have to talk about it later. Explain it to you later.
Okay. I've never heard of that. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stuck in New York, aren't we left having to interpret the Bible with all its translation and modifications?
Amazing. Thank you.
Back Health 101 says, this is beautiful.
Amazing.
Kayla, morning. Of the 40 million EBT people, I wonder how many are illegal aliens.
I rest my case. Over 40 million people are receiving government assistance. What the...
That's wild.
That is mind-blowing. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout-out to Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rhett Greenwald, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew.
Shout-out. Thank you.
Eric 5, having sex out of wedlock ensures you find with the wrong person.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tarpinian bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, it's Rob from church yesterday. Amazing.
Hey, Rob. Nice. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout-out. Hey,
shout-out, Rob.
I think I know who you are. Sweet. Thanks for the support.
Yeah,
and,
thank you, Rob.
Shout out to the Rumble crew. And
shout out, Rumble crew. Rumble crew.
And I do believe, thank you guys. That's all for now, I suppose.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate your support. Thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Listen, for those who want it, you can overcome misery, emotions, and thoughts. And craziness. You don't have to be you any longer. But you got to drop the anger. You must forgive in order to be free. So forgive your mothers and your fathers and do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com, and want for nothing. Stay present instead of lost in your imagination. Stay present. Instead of in your head thinking about the past or future which does not exist. And forgive so you can be free. Brady out of Arizona. John out of Texas. Freddie, a first-time caller out of New York. New York. Not New York. New York. And somebody just dropped, I'm out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. And after that, the American Incubator. Have a good day. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay present. Don't forget to stay present. Have a good day, folks. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.